This news update is being brought to you by Francis Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer, serving the entire Thumb area with quality Kinetico water conditioning systems since 1994. That's 800-848-5150. Once again, their toll-free number, 800-848-5150. And hello, good morning. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting, and this is your news for this hour. On Sunday night at 10:27 p.m., deputies from the Huron County Sheriff's Office responded to reports of a suicidal individual at the Grant Township State Game parking lot. Sergeant Bradley Strazeski was the first to arrive on the scene. He made contact with a family member of the 42-year-old individual who was found seated in his pickup truck at the end of a secluded road approximately a quarter mile east of Maxwell Road. The individual, who had traveled from his home in St. Clair Shores for deer hunting, left behind clues to his whereabouts, including a multi-page suicide letter found at his residence. Personal belongings, such as a cell phone, a wedding ring, were also left behind. It was revealed that the individual suffering from severe depression had expressed intentions of provoking a fatal confrontation with law enforcement. He had been flagged in the Law Enforcement Information Network as potentially seeking a lethal encounter with officers and was armed with a handgun. A swift response ensued, with assistance from MSP troopers from the Caro Post. Despite challenges posed by inclement weather, including multiple thunderstorms, Sheriff Kelly Hansen and four deputies remained on the scene utilizing night vision equipment and a borrowed handheld thermo-imaging unit from the Owendale Fire Department. Six deputies alongside Sheriff Kelly Hansen approached the vehicle to within about 70 feet when a muffled gunshot was heard. Deputies discovered that the individual had attempted to take his own life but was still alive. Elkton Ambulance Service responded promptly and transported the subject to Schurer Hospital with a life-threatening severe head wound. He was airlifted to the following morning to undergo emergency surgery. Now, as of Monday evening, the subject remained alive at the time of this press release, says Sheriff Kelly J. Hansen, who emphasizes the importance of seeking help for those struggling with suicidal thoughts. Support is available by texting or calling 988 at any time. That's it. That's the number, 988. A fire erupted Monday evening at the Harbor House in Harbor Beach, prompting swift evacuation measures for nearby residents. Emergency services, including five Harbor Beach Fire Department trucks, tankers, and ladders, quickly mobilized to the scene, supported by Eastern Huron Ambulance and the Huron County Sheriff's Department. While initial reports suggest the fire may have originated in the upstairs bathroom of a townhouse, details on the cause remain limited as authorities continued their investigation. Efforts are underway to contain the fire and ensure the safety of all involved. The Red Cross Blood Drive is happening this Tuesday, from 12:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Bad Axe. Your blood donation can save lives, making a critical difference in our community. Whether you're a regular donor or considering your first contribution, your participation does matter. There are two types of blood donations you can make. Blood donation, this is the most common type of donation, during which approximately a pint of whole blood is given. This type of blood donation usually takes about an hour. Power red donation collects the red cells but returns most of the plasma to the donor. These donors must meet specific eligibility requirements and have type A negative or B negative or O blood. Don't miss out on this opportunity to give back and save lives on Tuesday, the Knights of Columbus, on Van Dyke Road between DTE's Renewable Energy Center and McLaren's Thumb Region in Bad Axe from 12:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Contact the Red Cross for their website to schedule your appointment today. Some news out of Detroit. The U.S. government's Highway Safety Agency has opened another investigation of automated driving systems, this time into crashes involving Waymo's self-driving vehicles. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration opened the probe after getting 22 reports of Waymo vehicles either crashing or doing something that may have violated traffic laws. In the past month, the agency is open to at least four investigations of vehicles that can either drive themselves or take on at least some driving functions, as it appears to be getting more aggressive in regulating the devices. In the probe of Waymo, formerly Google's self-driving vehicle unit, the agency said it has reports of 17 crashes and five other reports of possible traffic law violations. Donald Trump is being joined in court at his New York hush money trial by an entourage of Republican supporters, including House Speaker Mike Johnson. Now, Johnson is traveling today with Trump in his motorcade, along with North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Florida reps Byron Donalds and Corey Mills, and former GOP rival Vivek Ramaswamy. Their presence as Trump fixer-turned-foe Michael Cohen returns to the witness stand is a not-so-subtle show of support meant not just for Trump, but also for voters tuning in from home and for the jurors deciding Trump's fate. Cohen awaits a bruising round of questioning from the ex-president's lawyers. Trump denies doing anything wrong. We'll be right back after this message on Thumb Broadcasting.
You look at the ingredients in your food. Have you ever thought about the ingredients in your water? Not all water is the same, and it's never just water. Call your independent authorized Kinetico dealer for a free in-home water analysis. You can put an ingredient label on your water and know exactly what you're putting in your body. After all, your body is more than half water. Ensure it's the best quality possible. Kinetico water systems are customizable for every situation for both rural and urban water supplies. So no matter what, you can experience better living through better water. Call Fransec Water Conditioning today at 800-848-5150. That's 800-848-5150, and see what Kinetico water system is right for you.
Okay, so the National Weather Service says that your current temperature is 47 degrees. Your news update was brought to you by Franchick Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer, serving the entire Thumb area with quality Kinetico water conditioning systems since 1994. Call 800-848-5150. And for the latest Thumb area news anytime, make sure that you visit thumbnet.net.